Following program is a collection of stooges talking about the happenings in the automotive detailing industry. It is meant to be comedic and informative. The opinions expressed on the show do not necessarily reflect the beliefs of their peers, their boss, or their ad partners. There may be some cuss words because that's how grown-ups talk in the real world. If you are a young, please seek permission before watching or listening any further.
Welcome. It's the Jason and Alex show.
We're
switched screens, man. Normally you're on the other side. How you doing, buddy?
I think I'm gonna be doing all right. I mean, that whole intro, I couldn't hear nothing.
Oh, you can't?
No, I can hear everything now, yeah. But like during that whole intro, I can't hear. I don't know if it has to do with my new monitor that I have, but I don't know, man. I've been having really bad luck with anything electronic lately. It's really frustrating.
Yeah.
I hate it.
So listen, man.
I know you have been too.
Yeah. Yeah, but at least mine was just me being dumb and not understanding how stuff works. So
yeah.
So we're 2 weeks into Sober October. How you feeling?
Mm-hmm. I'm still hurting, but my sleep has been better, like I said last week, and I'm feeling a lot more energetic, to be completely honest.
Yeah, me too, man.
So like getting these good habits, you know, is really helping.
Yeah.
Even if I lose like the bare minimum, like let's say I lose 5 pounds, maybe 4 pounds, a pound a week. I'll still be happy because I'm creating new habits.
Yeah.
Creating healthy habits.
I know, dude. It's it's been tough, man. Haley wanted me to make her cookies the other night, and I was like,
no.
I'm just eating a salad.
Are you gonna punish a child because can't eat fucking
cookies? I made them. I had the strength to not eat them. But I'll tell you what, man, it's difficult when you're standing there making a salad and there's chocolate chip cookies like 6 inches away.
Let me just sprinkle a little chocolate chips on my salad.
I gotta use chocolate
make chips. Some, chocolate chip croutons. Cookie.
Yeah.
Croutons, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I don't know if anybody else is doing this with us. I know Portia is doing it with us because she reached out and asked what the week two's workout was. So
awesome.
So she's been doing it with us. I'm going to have her on Friday, so I'll find out how she's doing with it. But yeah, man. I got nothing else, man. You just want to jump in, bring Sheldon on and just roll through this? Or do you want to talk about
it? Yeah, you know. Yeah, let's just jump right into
All
it.
Right.
Let's go.
All right, let's go pay some bills first. We'll be right back. Fiber has every pad you would need, including tire pads. Towels, got them. Windows, wheels, interiors, paint. The all-new Mint on a Stick for hitting taller vehicles, or the new Bug Sponge for fronts. And then we have the Dragon Wash Sponge Mitt. It's perfect for the two-bucket system. Glides on the cars, easy, soft on the paint. Hey, don't forget, go watch us on YouTube. Check out our channel. And in the barrel blade, it's perfect for getting in between those tight wheels, calipers. We also have the Dreadknot. It's the staple of all auto fiber towels. If you're not using it to dry, you're missing out. And in the new Wheel Paw, for getting those faces, getting in between spokes, getting the lug nuts, all those hard to reach places. So go to autofiber.com. Make sure to use the code DSP at checkout.
Hey everybody, Rennie Doyle here, founder of the Detail Mafia and Detailing Success. You know, I love quotes and this is one of my favorites. It's not enough to do your best. You must know what to do, then do your best. There's a lot more to detailing than just making paint shiny. To be successful, you need to be a well-rounded detailer and most importantly, an entrepreneur. At Detailing Success, I really take pride in that we will not only teach you the highest level detailing skills you need, but we will mentor and coach you to be a profitable business owner. Our advanced five-day training is held monthly at my hometown, in the beautiful town, I may say, of Big Bear Lake, California. If you want to learn more, email me directly at rennie@detailingsuccess.com or visit detailingsuccess.com and ask about our special offer for our podcast listeners. Happy detailing, everybody. Take care. We'll see you next time.
All right, and we're back with Sheldon K from MTE. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How about you guys?
Hey, you know, we're good. We're making our way through Sober October.
That sounds miserable. But it sounds like you're working out too. So, wow, good for you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't really drink or partake in anything anyway. So it's more of a normal October for me, except for the healthy eating and the workout. So, yeah.
Well, that's great. Are you going to try to keep it going past October? Or are you
that's
just gonna...
the plan. That's the plan. That's the plan. Use October as the motivation, you know, and they always say, you know, anything you do for, what is it, I think 28 days becomes habit. So hopefully by the time we get done with October, it'll just be easy enough to roll into November and then roll into December and just kind of keep it going from there.
I think it's just sloshed at MTE when you haven't drank in 3 months.
Yeah.
You don't drink anyway.
I still don't drink anyways. Yeah. So it doesn't matter.
I don't really drink it. I mean, I'm a proud lightweight. I say that with so much pride. I don't care what anybody says. So like, I'm not a big drinker. I'm the smoker. I'm the toker, you know?
Yeah.
That's my thing. And I'm a lightweight at that too. So go me.
Yeah. So listen, MTE registration is open, right?
It is. Yeah. We opened up last month. You probably got some emails from us. So keep coming. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, I think it's going to be a great show. You know, the big thing is we're moving to the Gaylord, which is a beast of a property. It's beautiful. You know, everyone keeps saying it's super expensive. Our room rates are only like $250 a night, which for the Gaylord is pretty insanely cheap, honestly.
That was like the rate that I paid.
It's like $10 more than the Rosen was, but you know, just make sure you go through our link, because if you don't, I think they're like $400 or $500. So you know, go to mobiletechexpo.com, use the housing link there.
But yeah,
I think it's gonna be awesome. Everyone's pretty hyped. The floor plan is definitely filling up. The detailers are coming in full force. So
nice. Yeah, Walt's asking if it was at the Gaylord 2 years ago. No, it's
never been at the Gaylord. Actually, well, you know, Walt is slightly correct. In 2021, when we had to cancel from COVID, it was supposed to be at the Gaylord.
Yeah.
And that's why we have to go back there to fulfill our contract. So.
Right. Yeah. What are you reading? Stats is Sober October's for quitters comment?
No, man. I don't care. But I don't care what Stats has to say.
So what's new for MTE in 2024, other than the move to the Gaylord? I mean, are we gonna see anything new, bigger, better, faster, stronger, whatever?
Well, the one cool thing is about moving to the Gaylord, it's a bigger space. We have more floor plan to play with, so we're able to get some more companies in. And that includes things like, you know, really trying to push more PPF companies, because I know that's what guys want to see right now. And just more on-floor demos, some hands-on stuff, you know, kind of, you know, we had SDC. We want to bring some of that hands-on feel to MTE. So we're working on a couple new things like that you'll be seeing on the show floor. We're going to have a full-time podcast studio available to anyone that wants to come broadcast throughout the week, whether, you know, a couple days.
Yeah.
And then one of the big things we're pushing on Wednesday. So generally that's kind of been the fly-in day. You know, everyone can get some drinks and whatnot, not you guys, because you're going to be sober.
Yeah.
Smidge sober. Yeah. We're gonna have a afternoon of Wednesday and like complete one-on-one session. So if you're interested in getting into the industry, don't know anyone, we really want to get you over there. We're working with Auto Geek to put on some of that detailing education since they're rather agnostic in the brands they sell. Right. So they're going to kind of talk to you about, you know, how to get started, what brands you should look at, what type, the different types of buffers and all those kinds of things. So just very, very basic. So a lot of people listening to this might not be applicable, but if you know someone trying to get in the industry, please, you know, tell them about this. We're going to start pushing it real hard next week, but we're really trying to get some of that fresh blood in to, you know, discover MTE, discover SEMA, get networking now instead of just watching YouTube videos and not knowing anyone. Cause networking is by far one of the biggest things.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. That's the one thing that I always push, especially with MTE, is there, it's so much better than, I mean, I know we have SEMA coming up and, you know, just a short few weeks or whatever, but SEMA is so hard to network at because it's just such a huge event and it's so big. Whereas MTE is kind of that more, you know, I don't want to say quiet, but it's kind of like that more homey kind of hangout, you know, you have more time to talk to some of the people that at SEMA you're waiting in the line for like 30 minutes just to say hi, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. I have a confession. Like, I love SEMA. It's I'm going, obviously I'll be there. It's one of my favorite shows of the year. I can't wait to go see everyone, but yeah, it's a beast. It's a huge, huge show. And it's hard to get more than 5 seconds with some of the people you want to see to be able to go look around the show and talk to everyone you need to.
No, that's cool. So speaking of, you know, trying to get more PPF people in, have you been able to get some PPF brands? Because I think this year, right, I think you had like maybe one or two. I think it was kind of some smaller kind of names. I don't think it was kind of the bigger names, but have you been?
No, and I can't say the names yet. There, we have three of them. We're actually trying to make them. They're playing very nice in the sandbox together, even though they're competition, but we're trying to make a little area just for them to maybe do some demos and all that.
That's cool.
So I can't totally reveal all that yet because we're still in the works, but I believe it's coming together and it's what the guys, you know, it's what the techs want to see. And I'm hoping it works out the way my vision is for it.
Nice. Nice. That's awesome. And then, so how are we looking as far as competing against PDR this year? Cause I think, or for next year, cause this year, right. You said it was pretty much even, detail was kind of catching up. So
I mean, so if you look at the amount of people coming to the show, it was about even, and now more detail companies like manufacturers and everything are signing up more in advance. And I know my PDR boys are going to show up at the end, but I mean, don't tell them, but honestly, I think detail is going to creep in a little over that 50% mark this year. So.
Nice. That's what I like to hear.
I'll be bragging about that at the boat tournament. Yeah. I mean, the bass fishing.
Are you guys doing that with the Randy Hobson?
I'm doing it.
Awesome. Yeah. Jason's doing it. I won't be able to make it. I'm going to end up having to do my Friday monthly or weekly clients, my maintenance washes. I usually have to push them to Wednesday or Thursday, depending on what I'm doing at MTE. And of course, you know, now kind of doing the podcast and everything like that, it's pushing them to Wednesday. And then that's when that's when the tournament is, right? Keeping it real.
It's Wednesday, correct.
Yeah, Wednesday. Yeah.
Oh, Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah, so Jason's going to go do it. Jason's going to try.
I'm on the 3D boat. Yeah. The only detailing boat.
Yeah. And I think he's going to be on there with either Rod or Jody from Road FS. So that should be fun. Hopefully one of those guys throws Jason overboard. Oh.
Dude, I'm honestly, I'm petrified because you brought up water spiders, which I did not know was a thing, which is an actual thing in Florida. And then I see a video of a spider that's actually named after the lake that we're going to be fucking fishing on. And then I hear that Rob, dude has what's that thing you get to?
Oh, the lure. The lure
that looks like a spider. Like a fish, like dances. A spider. Yeah. That's a fish eat. I'm like, God, man, they're going to be throwing that. I'm petrified, but I'm excited.
Yeah,
are you going to be there, Sheldon?
What was that?
Are you going
to
be there?
No, I'm very jealous. I would love to be. I'd love to go fish with everyone, but that's like our setup day. So unfortunately, if I were to like ghost my team, that would probably be frowned upon.
Hey, y'all got this? I'm going fishing.
I heard you guys for a reason. Peace.
Catch me later. Don't call me. I'll be out in the ocean or be out on the lake. Can't come back.
Yeah, no cell phone service out here. Sorry.
That'll be awesome. And then still doing like the PDR competitions and stuff like that.
I know the detail guys team and all that. You know, I know we're not talking about it, but Jason and I are working on something still in the background. So stay tuned for some more exciting announcements as we get closer. But
yeah,
you know, the detailers are coming out full force, like I mentioned, kind of the same names you've seen. And then like every week, a new company signs up with us that I've never heard of, you know, selling new chemicals, new ceramics. So it's really great to, you know, see new people stepping into the ring and wanting to throw their hat in against you know, giants.
Hell yeah. Forever. That's awesome.
Yeah. No, and I think that's, you know, what makes the difference is, you know, the legacy brands, you know, kind of as you, you know, think of them are always there and everything, but seeing a new young company or startup, sometimes, you know, you never know, like they might have something that just does, you know, a little bit different than, you know, that legacy brand or whatever. And, you know, so it's always nice to see what news coming down the pipeline and what somebody's got. And, so yeah, it's interesting, man. It's my favorite show, so I can't wait. I mean, even though I'll be in SEMA in a couple of weeks, like I'm already like, can't wait to get to MTE.
Same. It's awesome too. 'Cause I've been going since 2018 and every single year it's just gotten so much better.
Yeah.
For me personally and in just general, like as far as the growth is the detail side coming in, and it's just been awesome, dude. It's awesome. It's like literally the best show of the year. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah.
People love SEMA all they want. Like, this is the best show.
This is going to be a great one too, because unfortunately the Gaylord for me, for my side, is very expensive. So I have to spend a lot of money on food and beverage. So that just means, you know, more free beer, food. So I think we're going to make sure everyone has a very good time this year.
Nice.
Here we go.
You know, just more networking, because that's really where the magic happens. I know that there's a like, you know, a differentiation between the PDR and the detailers, but really if you can meet someone that can do that service, do PDR for you, that you can refer and they refer clients back to you, you can make so much more money. And if you meet some of the window repair guys, or like, it's, there is a symbiotic relationship to be had.
Yeah.
You're willing to take the time to kind of just meet someone you'd never thought you would want to talk to, type of thing.
Yeah, because sometimes there's that you know, weird little tchotchke type, you know, person that's there that you wouldn't really think fits either PDR or detailing or whatever, but they've got some little something that they're selling that, you know, could be, you know, a great service to add on, you know, a good upsell type service. So yeah, that's always good.
I have a question for you, Sheldon. So all the years that you've been doing MTE, have you seen companies like start out there and then like grow and keep growing? Like, have you seen a company unveil their product at MTE and then maybe, you know, 10 years down the road, they're like, you know, skyrocket, they're doing good and everything? Like a success story?
Not as much on the detail side, just because we've always kind of been the underdog to SEMA. So when, right, you know, if you're going to do a big product unveil, generally on the detail side, that's going to be at SEMA. It just, I get it. Like, we're, you know, we're smaller. I have seen on the collision side, definitely some companies explode after MTE. Kiko is one that now I think they have like a 20 by 50 at SEMA now. Like, and they're in the large, they started kind of small. Now they're in the larger auto body repair with, you know, still glue. And I honestly don't understand the art they do on some of these things, but, you know, I've had a couple of people stop me last year saying, you know, MTE is better than SEMA for detailers now, because you care about us and the education is focused. And now we're going to start putting more resources. So I think this year we're going to maybe see a couple of different things and might see some new product releases. So I'm pretty excited. I don't want to spoil any awesome announcements, but
yeah, no, that'd be awesome. Mr. Joel Palm is watching with us, and I got to say one of my favorite MTE moments is a couple of years ago seeing Joel doing Beatles karaoke on a tabletop at Senior Frog's, the IGL meet and greet.
I love Joel at IGL. Thank you so much. You guys always put on a good after party and everything, and I always have amazing food too. That food's always been just straight up bomb. So yeah, thank you so much for everything you do.
Yeah, no, no.
Plus they do the iconic picture at the end.
Yep. Of course.
Yep.
You gotta be in it.
Get everybody. And that's the one, that's the beauty, right? Is Joel doesn't give a two rat's asses or who you are or what company you are. He just wants that picture of everybody at the end. And that's the beauty of it. Get everybody together. And that's what I think is cool about NTE, right? Because I don't necessarily know that you could do that at a SEMA, right? Like it's almost just like too big.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
You can get a group picture.
Yeah.
But it's like just, it's not the same.
Right.
It would have to be like, you know, Rennie's meetup is probably the one spot where I can talk to the most people I need to at one time. So that's usually one of the things I look forward to at SEMA.
So. Nice. Nice. So what else can we ask? Oh, so
I'm waiting for you to just, I'm waiting for you to say something.
I don't want to say anything about it, but
yeah, you know you want to. You know you want to, man. So
I know Sheldon will do it because he's been doing it for the last couple of years. But we'll just throw it out there live. So we will have a code. I'm guessing you'll shoot us a code.
It'll be the same as you always have. DSP15.
Okay. There you go.
I already just texted my registration gal saying, make sure you make this live because I forgot. So,
yeah. I should have asked you ahead of time, but I was like, I'll spring it on him at the.
And one of your commercials played earlier is like, use code DSP for this. Like, I forgot to do
that. Yeah.
Hey, by the way, I'm on this podcast, so make this happen.
Right. Well, because he did that earlier this year, or well, I guess it was actually last year when we talked to him for this year. Because remember, he gave us the 1 day, 50% off deal to try.
Oh yeah,
try that was and make sure one. That their computers worked and every, or their
yeah. And you guys got a lot of people to sign up, and I kind of got yelled at from some of my finance people over that one. So, but it's still worth it at the end.
Hey, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. So we're gonna sidestep Golden Mike because I'm still feeling it. So I don't want to talk about it yet. But we will start begging people for to send Sheldon.
Oh no.
The wonderful things that they have to say about us, and hopefully this year we'll get to take it home. Or next year.
All that, I was going to mention that in a little bit. But yeah, all the people of the year, Golden Mike voting will start November 1st or whatever the closest Monday is to that. So you're looking for that next month.
It'd be cool if I could repeat. I'd like to repeat, be a two-time winner or some shit. That'd be dope.
What were you? Detailer of the year?
No, detail person of the year.
Hey, what was that? Two years ago now? 3 years ago?
It'll be, it was 2022.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
But last year.
That one was cool because was a surprise. Jason didn't even know about it.
I didn't even know.
Somebody happened to be there Thursday and took a picture of the band and sent it to you.
No, somebody was in a PDR group and somebody who was nominated for a PDR award, this picture was above me or something or next to me. And somebody was like, dude, look at you. Did you know about this? I was like, nope, sure didn't.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. That was a nice
little
surprise for Jason. Yeah. Joel says they write more business at MTE than any other show. That's awesome, Joel.
It's believable.
Yeah. I mean, I hear it from companies all the time just because, at SEMA, not to knock SEMA, I love it.
Yeah.
But there's just so many people there, and a lot of them are not in that industry or they're tire kickers or whatever. MTE, like, you're only there if you're going to buy things. There's no one like walking the aisles just to kind of see what's going on or. Those are all end users that want to buy product right there. So,
right, exactly. Yeah. I think with SEMA, it's probably just a chance for the brands to talk to more international people. Whereas I think MTE does get some international, right? Like you get
we do. Last year we had 46 countries. I think I'm not going to say there was a whole lot. It was probably 150 total international attendance, but 46 countries for a show of our size is pretty awesome.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Because I figured it was probably more just like Canada, Mexico, you know, stuff that's closer to or whatever.
So well, one of the big pushes we're doing right now is actually in Spanish speaking. So targeting South America, we end up getting, you know, that's one of our like major areas where we are getting detailers from and some PDR as well. And so we're starting to adapt our education that we actually have a full Spanish track now. Just to try to make them feel, you know, more welcome. And then I'm using some AI stuff to just have a real time translation for a lot of the classes up on the side. So it's bananas how fast it is and how accurate it is. I can't wait.
With the education day, I mean, is it, you know, getting to a point now where it's so busy that, you know, you need to expand on it, whether it's doubling up classes or adding a day or something like that, or do you still feel like
it is every year? It is like people can't get in the classes. We have so much overlap of great content. It's hard to see everything. No one really wants to absorb it after. So even if we were to give you all the downloads, no, it's not the same
as being
there. But then we've tried to repeat a couple classes over the years during the show, like two people show up. I get it because you know, like, oh, I'm going to go to this tomorrow, but then you get stuck talking to someone on the show floor. You forget to go over there.
Right.
It happens. And we haven't found a big, like a great solution for that yet, but it's still, you know, top of mind for us because our education program is what separates us from a lot of other events, and people love it and learn a lot. And that's their biggest takeaway. So it is something we're working on. Just don't have the best solution right now.
Yeah. Cause I know that's the thing that a lot of people do say that, you know, that they enjoy about MTE is the fact that they can, you know, go there for the classes, do the education day or whatever. And I could kind of see where maybe the after wouldn't be as big of a hit because then you can't ask the questions, right? Like if you've got a question about whatever they're talking about, it's not like with a video, you can get that answer.
And also people get busy. You say like, okay, I'm going to download these, you know, 30 classes and watch them. No, you know, life gets in the way. You have to go back to work. You have to do stuff. You have to actually grind out there. So
right.
I get it. I know that's not the solution. It's something because of the Spanish thing we're doing, we're actually going to start, we're going to have to film it, record it anyways.
Okay.
So it might be something we do as a value add, but I'm not anticipating that's like a huge success rate to help people out.
Do you ever think that the classroom sizes could get bigger to hold more people, or do you think they're kind of like...
Yeah, I'd love to. We're so landlocked on the space
right.
we can get just because I know everyone loves Florida in January/February when we are, but that is the busiest time for Orlando. And even though MTE is growing, we're still kind of a small fish out there. So it's kind of hard to get the space we really want. And I'm hoping when we go back to the Rosen in 26, 27, 28... I'm working on that contract now to have much more exhibit space and more education space. So I'm kind of hoping we can get there, but it's an uphill battle and costs are just insane to, you know, actually get that space to need.
Any thought of it going back to the convention center instead? And because I know the convention center has a lot of like education style rooms or smaller like banquet rooms or something like that, that you could probably do. And I remember the one time you did do it at the convention center, like the space was almost too big for the show. So, but it seems like,
that was the, like one of the first moves I made when I took over the show. And I actually thought I was going to be like publicly like roasted for that, which I was, which fair enough, but it's like, there's still that taste in people's mouth. I'm not quite sure if we're there, but that's probably after the Rose and I just did the contract for, that's probably the answer.
Okay.
If we're going to continue to want to grow this. And I do think we're going to reach a point where we don't want it to grow. We don't want this to be SEMA for sure.
Yeah.
We want this to still kind of be more intimate and everything. So it's just finding that right balance of how big do we want to get? How many people do we want? And then, you know, just have to raise the prices a little bit to start limiting who wants to be there and to figuring things out from, you know, that point forward.
Right. Yeah. No, that's interesting. Listen, let's do a commercial break real quick and we'll come back and ask you some more questions or whatever. Sure. And we'll be right back.
Tell us about your little wheelie journey you had yesterday. How'd that go on the Viper chair?
I stole this Viper chair.
A lot of people hadn't played with one, so I quite like the fact that they got a shot.
Nice.
A lot of guys were generally trying out, going, huh, these things are cool. So, but it was good fun, especially on this floor. Like, this is a legit carpet and all the cables, it just
rolls right over.
In its stride. Yeah, well done. It's a cool chair. I like it.
How comfortable are you right now?
Very.
Yeah.
So do you think retailers should invest in a Viper chair?
You know what? My name is Alan Medcraft, and I would say go buy Viper.
Make sure to go to viperindustrial.com and at checkout, use the code DSP to save an additional $25 off your purchase. That's a stackable coupon, so whatever Viper's giving you off, get another $25 as well.
Do you own a detailing business but want to improve your success online? Or are you just starting out but not even sure where to begin? Let Detailers Roadmap guide you down the road to success. Detailers Roadmap is an all-in-one web solution for your auto detailing business. A custom website designed to help you attract and retain customers without breaking the bank. We'll write and design your website from start to finish and provide ongoing support to ensure it's working great for you. Our custom website packages include everything you need to succeed online. And with our local SEO services, we'll make sure your business gets noticed by customers in your area. So why wait? It's time to take your auto detailing business to the next level with an all-in-one website solution from Detailers Roadmap. Visit detailersroadmap.com to get started today.
Okay, and we're back. So anything else that maybe we haven't talked about that we need to get out there for MTE?
No, I think so. We talked about, you know, we're going to have the education tracks we always have with, you know, really focused on the business side, marketing and everything, because a lot of guys are very good at what they do in detailing, but you've got to pay attention to your business or you're not going to make it. So we still really focus on that aspect. Definitely on the vendor side, trying to push a couple more business oriented vendors as well. So you might see some more POS systems out there and things that are just, you know, more designed to help you succeed instead of just the regular polishers and everything, to ensuring we have that full kind of 360 of what the guys need to get going. And we're going to have more parties. We're going to have one Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. I'm sure Joel's going to do something.
Wednesday night? Did you say Wednesday night?
Yeah, we're doing one Wednesday night too. I told you, I got money to blow.
Yeah. we need to throw a budget together for a Detail Solutions podcast party at that.
There you go.
If he's got money to blow, let's help him blow some of that money.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk off after.
Yeah.
Sure. And I do want, like I said, we're going to have that podcast studio. I do want to see more people up there taking advantage of it and just, you know, I'll bring some of my gear out so it's kind of turnkey. I know everyone has their own stuff they like to use.
Well, we can talk about that, Alex. Like last year, you guys found us at the Details Roadmap booth. And this year we're doing something different. So you want to explain to him, Alex?
Yeah. So I think what we're going to do, because that was the one thing, I know I talked with you, Sheldon, about trying to do a booth, and we were kind of on the fence, you know, doing our own booth like we did at SDC. And kind of the one thing that I missed about MTE earlier this year was kind of being stuck doing the podcast in the booth. So not really walking around. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to take advantage of that podcast studio that you're going to have up there. And we'll just pick out maybe a couple of times throughout the day or something like that. Nobody else is using it that we can get up and maybe have some people on and things like that. And then the other thing that we're going to do is, I've picked up some wireless mics, and I think Jason and I will just kind of roam around. And then that way we can go booth to booth and kind of talk to people. Cause that was kind of the hard part last year, was trying to, like, you know, schedule with people that they could leave their booth to come over to sit down and talk to us. And sometimes it's hard, you know, like a guy like Ian with Autofiber, like he's kind of the only guy in this booth really. So he can't, you know, it's hard for him to leave it, you know, to come and get on the podcast or whatever. So we figured this way would be a little bit easier, cause we can walk around with some wireless mics, talk to people, get some content for the show, and then utilize your podcast studio thing that you're going to have there, the live studio, for, you know, more of the bigger sit down kind of thing. So I think that's going to be our plan.
I think I'm gonna set it up kind of right near the entrance. My only concern in the world about it right now is just the bandwidth. So I just want to make sure we don't have something like hogging up the, you know, whole tunnel. So, you know, work on that, but I'm planning on making that happen. So you have a nice, you'll have a backdrop and everything, and then you can actually pan out to the front and see the whole show and all that. So,
well, that'd be cool. Yeah. Yeah, because I mean, it worked fine for us earlier this year. You know, the bandwidth and everything. Yeah. We didn't really have any glitches or hiccups, and we were streaming. You know, like on Restream the whole time. So, so yeah, hopefully it should be pretty good. But yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. I'm excited to kind of do it that way this time and do a little walk
around. So am I. It'd be more personable too, and you get more. I believe that we'll get a lot of better content being at different booths and just interacting with people that last year we really didn't get a chance to interact with. But this time we'll be in their environment, right? So I think it's just a good mixture.
Yeah, and I think it'll be pretty cool too. I think it'll be pretty cool too because with the walk around we can restream from a phone, you know, or live stream it on Facebook and the group and you know, maybe, you know, whoever they're doing a demo, you know, so we can do a demo or whatever. Joel, you know, we'll always come by your booth. you might have a hard time getting out of there sometimes. But yeah, you know, it'd be cool if somebody's doing a demo or something like that. And, you know, at least we can get it on video or whatever, which, you know, this year having them come to our booth was a little harder to do that. So,
I'm sure the exhibitors will like it because the more, if you do something cool like that and you're filming them and like creating an activity, people are going to stop and want to watch and be by that. So
yeah,
you're doing them a service too and probably drawing people to that booth.
Right, right. Exactly.
You know what? We're probably going to run into an issue where we got these booths trying to schedule us to go to their booth.
Listen, it's possible.
Listen, you know,
money talks, bullshit walks, right?
Money does. You are open to bribes.
Money talks puts you to the top of the list.
Exactly, you know.
No, we like to walk around. I mean, listen.
Benjamin Franklin or something?
Yeah, 2 days we should be able to hit pretty much everybody, no problems. I mean.
Listen, all right, so last year at MTE.
This year at MTE or last year at MTE? Because you got to remember.
MTE. We were standing out. It was after the Friday show. So it was Friday night. We're in the lobby where they do all the awards and all that stuff. And Alex was standing with me. So I saw a lead singer of a band that I really like. And it was the most weirdest. I definitely like, you know, fanboyed over. I'm not going to lie. But if he's there again, we're going to that booth. We're going to interview this guy.
Yeah, that was pretty weird that some metal singer just happened to be at MTE because his buddy does PDR or something like
that. Yeah, right? He does PDR. Yeah. I was like, that's the dopest shit I've ever heard, dude. He's a fucking rock star. Yeah. You over here at MTE, bro? Yeah. That's some dedicated. That's a real good friend, man. That's how you know that motherfucker is not some Hollywood dickhead.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. It's so cool. You know, it kind of happens every year at MTE too. We end up getting like some random person that, you know, celeb or whatever, because like you through our media thing, we get like, you know, the XYZ person's coming. Can we get credentials for them? Like, why are they? What is?
Yeah.
Oh, they're friends with so-and-so. Like, cool. Yeah, sure. Whatever. That's fine.
Yeah. No, that's awesome.
It's wild, man.
Yeah.
So that's another reason to go to MTE, folks. You might run into somebody that you never thought you'd run into.
So I guess what we need to do is call Sheldon's people and see what kind of credentials we could get, since, I mean, we're like semi-famous.
Sheldon, I'm in a museum now, so I don't know if you knew
that. Yeah, that's right.
So I'm kind of a big deal now, so I need to, like, I need security. I need the nine.
Oh, wow, security. Yeah, I wouldn't hire my security, but...
Yeah.
If they're awake, that'd be solid.
Yeah. Yeah. Ever since he saw his picture in that museum, his head just like swelled up. Oh. It's like the Grinch's heart at the end of the story. It grew three times its size.
It sure did, man. I had to carry it out the museum.
I'm surprised you don't like, you know, like you're not walking with it dragging on the ground.
I mean, I got a little crink in my neck. I mean, you know, it's healed since, you know, since the big day.
Yeah. Hey, Randy's watching. What's up, Randy?
Randy.
We talked a little bit earlier, Randy, about keeping it real. So
keeping it real, baby.
Yeah. So yeah. All right. Well, I don't have any more questions for Sheldon. Do you, Jason?
I do not. And these episodes typically run around 45 minutes anyway. Yeah. So
I mean, it's most people are probably just like, oh, it's the same thing as it was last year. And kind of is, kind of isn't, you know.
Yeah, but hey, it's like we're trying to change the mold here.
It's always good to have you on and you know, just kind of remind everybody like, hey, MTE is right around the corner. Like, you know, it's, yep, this is what's coming. This is, cause again, you know, we'll get some people that, you know, won't know that it changed venues, you know, or, mm-hmm, or whatever.
Oh, I'm sure guys will show up at the Rosen. Cause I mean, let's be honest. No one reads.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It happens. I get it.
Have you, so here's another last question for you, I guess, or I don't know, maybe we'll come up with a couple more. So the Gaylord is kind of out there, because it's like way down Disney property.
Yeah, it's like right across from downtown Disney, I think. It's like right across the entrances.
So, I mean, has anybody, you know, asked or questioned about it not being near iDrive? Because I know probably a lot of people would go out to iDrive, you know, because iDrive has plenty of bars and restaurants and whatnot where the Gaylord's kind of not, but it is, yeah, I guess you're right. It is kind of down by downtown, or I guess it's Disney Springs now, not
Disney.
Downtown.
Yeah. Whatever they're calling it. Yeah. Disney
Springs. Yeah. So they do have some restaurants and stuff down there.
There's the nightlife. There's a nightlife there. You got to worry about it.
Yeah. But now they're going to be,
it ain't like we're in Louisville where everything closes at six.
Yeah. Yeah, but now they're going to be spending Disney money and not iDrive money. So
I mean, there's a slight difference, but it ain't far off.
Yeah. No, yeah, iDrive's gotten insane over the past couple of years, too.
Yeah.
Those restaurants are
trying. Yeah, I mean,
it's, you know, it's like a 12, 13-minute Uber up to iDrive area if you want to relive the Rosen days. But again, we'll be back in 2 years.
No, I think it'll be cool to see how it does in a new location. And see how it, you know, kind of grows from here. So awesome, man. Well, yeah, so that's it. That's all I got. So we'll let Sheldon bounce off here. I know he's way busier than we are. appreciate as always the code for our listeners. So DSP15, we'll start pushing that. So hopefully
it should be live tomorrow-ish.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, this is live now on Facebook, but the audio won't go out until tomorrow. So
yeah,
we'll push it more as we go.
And then I guess one more thing just to mention, like, I love everyone coming to MT, but please leave the egos at home. Don't leave the drama at home. Don't be the whole pig hat guy that wants to start fights with everyone. Like,
have you had any of that? Or I mean, have you had to break up any fights?
I usually just hear about the morning after when hotel security had to get involved, but just, I mean,
not like in the show, right? Like, what is it like?
No, it's always at the bar after the fact.
Okay. Yeah. So see, we need to carry Sober October into February because it's February. Oh, that's, you know what? We didn't give out dates. It's what?
January.
February.
No, February 1st through 3rd.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Okay. Thursday. It's still the same Thursday through Saturday, you know, timeline, but just February pushed right there.
Yeah.
And that's the weekend before the Super Bowl.
Right. I'm actually glad this year that I think you pushed it to February instead of the end of, well, I guess it's always kind of like right at the end of January.
Yeah, it's kind of right where it falls, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, but the last 2 years, Jason and I have been trying to go to PodFest, and it always falls on the same weekend as MTE. And so this year it's actually the weekend before. So Jason and I are going to try to go to PodFest and maybe learn how to podcast a little bit before we go to MTE. I'm excited that it's not at the same time this year. So
awesome. Well, you have to teach me some tricks on that from what you learn.
Yeah. Do you want to plug the podcast? Have you guys started doing the podcast yet? Or
yeah, we have like two episodes. MTP, we're calling it, Mobile Tech Podcast. It's I've just been so busy. It's been hard to keep up with it. But you know, the goal has been to do two a month, and we're trying to have someone from detail side, some from PDR, and kind of talk about issues that affect both. So should be doing an episode next week talking about how to respect your competition and not just be the guy that undercuts. Oh, so nice. Talk about some people that have been through that for some years and seeing like how they're dealing with it. So stay tuned for that.
Jason, we have to steal that topic.
I'm not plagiarizing nothing.
You can, it's a good topic. why didn't you think about that, Jason? So it's Mobile Tech Podcast, available on all the
things. I think. Yeah.
Spotify and Apple, those are really
good. Spotify, Apple, Amazon, wherever else you absorb things.
Nice. I'll have to give that a check tomorrow.
Yep.
To try it out. So, all right, Sheldon, well, we'll let you take off, man. Again, we appreciate it so much. Super looking forward to it this year. I really don't want to get my hopes up, but I feel like, you know, this year we will not be one vote shy of that golden bike.
Well, you have to get me back on in November when we announce that. You know, we'll plug you guys a little bit there.
Yeah. We'll have to do something. Listen, Rod and Jody are great guys. We've become good friends with them, so I can't be too mad at them now that they won it. And then, of course, Dan being the first one, you know, I can never be mad at him. But I always feel like they're rubbing it in my face when they always put that little golden mic picture on everything that they they do. So, all right, buddy.
Thank you so much.
No problem, man. Thank you. We appreciate it. Have a great
night, man. Thank you.
Bye. All right, man. Like I said, man, I know SEMA's right around the corner, but dude, I always get hyped up for MTE, especially when we talk to Sheldon. So I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't either, man. I just try to look up the Mobile Tech Podcast on YouTube, and it's definitely not what I thought it was. They're talking about actual technology, like iPhones and stuff. I don't know if they're on YouTube.
Dude, they're going to be probably more educated than we are. I mean,
no. I'm talking about, like, I'm trying to find the podcast he was talking about, and it's not what it was. Like, they talk about iPhones, like,
he said that was the next one they were coming up with. There was the next one that they're gonna do is the ego thing or whatever.
Yeah,
or, I know, or that, or not undercutting.
Yeah, I know. I don't think you understand what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying. You said it's about maybe you're not looking, well, because it might not be on YouTube.
I understand that. What I'm telling you is that I looked it up and it's not their podcast. It's somebody else's who talks about iPhones. And
mobile tech.
It's probably not on YouTube.
It's mobile tech.
No shit, Sherlock.
Mobile tech.
Did we play our last ad? Did we play our last ad, right?
No, we went 2 minutes. I mean, we can do it now if you want to. You want to play the last ad?
I didn't know if we did it or not. Yeah, play the last ad.
You want to run the last ad?
Play the last ad.
There we go. Be right back.
If you have not yet tried Oberg's new APS soap, now is your chance to receive 15% off by using coupon code DSP, all capital letters. Oberg's new all-purpose soap is perfect for all your exterior washing needs. This unique formula combines plant-based cleaning power that is effective and versatile. Whether you are mobile washing or maintaining a ceramic-coated vehicle, APS soap works quickly and rinses easily. This super concentrated formula can also be used on really tough bugs and is very effective in dirty door jams. To find out more, please visit oberkcarcare.com.
Attention detail shop owners, say goodbye to the hassle of multiple orders from all different suppliers. Car Supplies Warehouse is here to revolutionize your shopping experience. We have created a comprehensive online platform where you can find everything you need all in one place. We are constantly expanding our product range, adding new supplies, tools, and equipment. Our goal is to make Car Supplies Warehouse your ultimate one-stop shopping destination. And we don't just stop at providing top quality products. We understand that knowledge is crucial for running a successful business. This is why we offer over 100 online videos specifically tailored to educate and empower businesses like yours. So grow your skills and run a successful business with our online training courses. We take our commitment to education even further by providing in-person training classes. Our expert instructors will guide you through hands-on sessions, sharing their wealth of knowledge and helping you take your shop to new heights. We also have an awesome discount program that ties everything together really nice. Enjoy exclusive benefits and saving as a Car Supplies Warehouse member. Join DetailWise Pro under the Save and Learn tab on our website, carsupplieswarehouse.com, and experience the advantages firsthand. And for a limited time only, we are offering a special deal just for Detail Solutions podcast listeners. Sign up for DetailWise Pro using code PRO30, and you're going to enjoy 30 days of free access and free discounts. There's no obligation. You can cancel anytime. So come discover what you've been missing.
So I found it. It's actually called MTP Mobile Tech Podcast. And episode one is with Kevin Halewood, who's the guy who originally started Mobile Tech Expo. So they talk with him about how it all got started.
I watched that episode on Facebook.
Did you? And then the second episode is with Kevin Bird and Megan. You know Megan. We all know Megan.
She's awesome.
Yeah. So apparently they give insight into what changes they've seen in their 20-plus year experience and share where they think the future holds. So, yeah, those are probably two pretty good episodes to listen to right there. But yeah, it's MTP Mobile Tech Podcast, because yeah, if you do pull up Mobile Tech Podcast, it is Tank Girl talking about mobile technology. So yeah. All right. So we lose all our followers. Nobody wants to listen to us anymore.
And Extreme Car Cleaning. Thank you. Oh, he says he loves us. Yeah. Thank you, brother.
At least somebody does.
Yeah,
somebody loves us. Teardrop. No, we appreciate the listens. We appreciate everything. All right, man, I don't have anything else.
Nah, man, and it was a good episode. Again, we reiterate this every single year. Yeah. If you haven't gone to MTE, you need to go. You have to. It's a great experience. You know, if you don't believe us, just go back to our previous episodes. You can probably find them a year from around this time in October. So go back a year and a year before that, too, because we did it, 2 years in a row?
Podcasting? No, this year was with Sheldon. Yeah. Well, this was the first year that we actually podcast live there.
No, I'm just talking about, you know, going back and listening to our other MTE episodes.
I think we've talked with Sheldon 3 years.
What time? Yeah, 3 years. Yeah.
Yeah, three years. 3 years. Yeah, three MTEs and a couple of STCs, I think. Lee, thank you. We appreciate it. Love to meet you when we get there. You should be able to.
You gotta catch us if you can. We'll be walking around in and out of the crowd with our microphones like ninjas.
Yeah, we'll have Jason will have his garter out for everybody who wants us to stop by their booth. They can just slip a little something in his garter.
I just put it in my back pocket. Give me a little tap on the butt.
You said it. I didn't. His booking a trip right now after he heard that. He's like,
if you're gonna whore me out, at least whore me out correctly.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Yeah. Jason will probably definitely see you on Wednesday then. So Lee does the podcast with Randy.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Yeah. They'll be in a boat together because they're going to be going around in a boat podcasting. So I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. They're going to go from boat to boat. You know, he said that in our episode. If you haven't watched that one, go check it out. It's called Keeping It Real.
Keeping It Real.
And then extreme car cleaning. I asked how school going. School going good, man. I got a couple A's and a B. So I'm doing good. Halfway through the semester, I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Seriously. I will say, though, that, man, college life is different when you're an old man. It can be depressing and exciting at the same time.
Yeah. Thanks, Lee. We appreciate it. You have a good night, too. Ooh, stats stricken the nerve.
Patriots are doing awful. Ask Alex. I've said it since, like, week two. Mac Jones is not that guy. He sucks. We need to get rid of him. I even challenged David Portnoy. El Presidente, Barstool.
Yeah.
Yo, check your boy. Check your boy, son, because you are here talking nonsense. Oh, he's great. He's great.
I think El Presidente is a. I think El Presidente is a better fan than you are. You're ready to. You're ready to jump ship.
No,
he's still helping. You know, get the water overboard.
Listen. There's two types of fans. There's fans who are delusional, like David, and then there's real fans like me who know when to pull the plug.
So is it Belichick? You think Belichick's done? You think they need to get a young guy in there like Mike McDonald?
I do believe that. I do. It's time, dude. The NFL's changing. You know what Bill did in the 20 years he was there? Great, love it. Thank you, man. Great memories. It's time to move on. It's time.
Same with Nick Saban in Alabama.
I mean, it could be. You never know, man. Like, do you see coaches like Deion Sanders coming out, the change in the game? Coaches the Notre Dame coach, he's young too. So, like, you see these young coaches, and they do phenomenal jobs. But so it's all credit due to the older coaches.
So have
they
you
all come seen, from the system?
Have you seen the? It's not a conspiracy theory. What is it? Allegations, maybe, or whatever about Shador Sanders or whatever. So supposedly they're, because you know he's taking a lot of sacks, I guess.
Yeah.
So they're saying, "Hey, Dean, what's up? Yeah, buddy, I'll definitely see you tomorrow. I'm gonna be on Dean's podcast tomorrow night. If anybody wants to listen,
I'll listen.
But yeah, they're saying that they're telling him to take sacks versus throwing the ball away, so it keeps his
percentage up.
Yeah, his percentage up.
I mean, you never know nowadays. These young athletes, dude, like, they're getting these big ass heads, man. I'm telling you, like, and I'm not saying they don't have a right to be, but like, dude, just tone it down a little bit until you get in the pros. When you get in the pros, you know, making that real fucking money.
Yeah.
Then,
you know what I noticed? You know what I noticed? I meant to message you the other day and tell or ask you about it. Is so have you noticed that Rodgers has been replaced by Kelce in the State Farm or the Allstate ads or State Farm ads, whatever the fucking insurance is. You notice you haven't seen any Rodgers. It's Mahomes and Ma'Otto.
I mean,
I know you've seen that commercial.
I did because it makes me chuckle every time. How many people did you tell? But like, I mean, I'm just thinking about it. I mean, they shuffle through players.
But Rodgers was like the guy.
Yeah, discount double check.
Yeah.
They moved on from that. I mean,
discount double checked his way right out of a job.
He's still making money.
Yeah, he is way more than me. So good for him.
And he got a bum leg.
I know. But good for Trav.
Mr. Pfizer.
Dude, I like that picture that I sent you the other day. I know it was a fucking joke, but I still thought it was kind of funny. Where it was like the reserved seats on the airplane for Taylor Swift and Jason Kelsey's brother.
Yeah. I mean, they're both famous. They're both popular. They're both fantastic football players. Both Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
But it's funny to see that kind of stuff. I love Jason. Jason's hilarious.
Yeah, dude. That documentary was awesome on Amazon. The Kelsey documentary. If nobody's watched it, if you haven't watched it yet, check it out.
Let's plug a bunch of famous people and just tag them.
Okay.
When we post it.
I don't care.
I'm tagging Dave Portnoy. I'm challenging you, guy.
Yeah, tag him. Challenge him. You know what was really good that I watched the other night or the other day? Was Beckham on Netflix.
I heard that was good too. Yeah,
that was awesome. I was trying to get a.
I saw someone say that the soccer fans are ruthless.
Dude, that guy, listen, he ain't no softy. I'll put it that way, because dude, there's a lot of people in this world that if they got treated like him, they would off themselves. I mean, dude. Every time he came out of the tunnel, he was booed. Whenever he had the ball, he was booed. Death threats. And honestly, like, it wasn't even his fault that England lost the World Cup that year to Argentina. Like, he just got red carded for some bullshit, and so they blamed him for it.
I mean, it's like Bill Buckner and the Red Sox.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's
was it a guy who held the ball up for the Miami Dolphins in the kick?
Yeah.
I forget his name.
Finkel?
Yes. Like that guy's
Finkel's Einhorn. Yeah. Einhorn is Finkel. Laces out, Dan.
Yeah, laces out.
Dude, the funniest thing about that whole movie, about that whole thing in that movie is Dan Marino would never be the holder for the field for the place kicker. Like,
I know.
Oh man. All right, who else you want to tag? So we got Portnoy, we got the Kelseys, we got Beckham.
I don't know who else got a good, who else got a famous podcast out there? Who else can we,
Joe,
shamelessly ride their coattails?
Rogan, why aren't you doing Sober October? Help us out. Bert, Tom, Ari, there you tag all four of them bitches.
You called Joe Rogan a bitch. He's going to fucking choke you and kick you upside your head.
And I think Bert is, doing too good on his own. They don't need to do the Sober October this year. Dude, did you ever watch the video of when Tom Segura broke his fucking body? So do you know about that whole thing? Like Bert's always joking about fucking Segura can't like hop. I'll send it to you. So anybody who's listening, just YouTube Tom Segura basketball. Jesus. Dude, he tries to do a layup and his fucking leg gave out.
Oh no.
And dude, it like broke his fucking, I think it was his femur.
Oh my and then God.
When he landed, he shattered his left arm.
Oh no, I'm laughing so hard. It's not funny.
Dude, what's funny is So what's funny in his special, like he tells a joke about it, and he says he gets to the hospital, right? And the doctor's like, car accident? And he goes, basketball. And the guy's like, did you just say basketball?
He's like, oh my God. Yeah.
Apparently it was so bad, like they were like, this could only happen in a car accident. And he was like, I got playing basketball. Dude, it's horrific to watch. Like,
you. Oh, it's on video?
Yeah, dude, it's on YouTube.
Oh my God, that's terrible.
Dude, when you. Now I wish we were like Joe Rogan, because we'd be like, Jamie, pull it up. And then Jamie could pull it up and play it.
We need a producer, dude.
I know. We need a bigger budget. We need more listeners, bigger budget. I'm surprised we still got three people listening to us talk about this.
I need a budget that will move me closer to you so we can get a studio.
Dude.
That's the budget I need. Sell me your land.
Dude, I told you that.
I can build a house.
They offered us 120 for it, and we told them no. So, I don't know.
Look, man, I can't offer you millions, man. So, please. Please. I can't do that. I'm your friend. Remember me?
Let me see if
nope, I... don't. I don't know, man. Who are you?
I can't do that.
What are you saying right now?
Yeah, I know, right? Wait, hang on one second. Let me see if I can do something. Keep chit-chatting. So I'm in a different screen, but keep talking.
I don't know what else to talk about. I'm tired, man. We got one viewer right now, and it's probably you because I shut my shit down.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm tired. Ugh. What are you trying to do, man?
God damn it. All right. Hang on. All right. So let's see. Let's do shared screen. Do that one. Is it gonna let me do it? Ah, damn it. It's gonna try and.
Did I watch Ahsoka? I did.
Yeah, we did. I just finished. I watched the last episode last night.
So did I. I watched the last one last night too. Damn, I thought it was really good, man.
Yeah, they did do a good job with that.
I can't wait for season two. I started watching Loki too. That was kind of boring.
Yeah, we haven't started Loki yet. We're waiting. It's kind of boring. We were waiting to finish. Whatchamacallit? Well, shit, that sucks. I was going to try and see if I could do share screen and play the video of Tom Segura.
Why can't you do it?
It's not letting me. Like, when I go in and share screen, it's just giving me a blank for YouTube, like a blank page.
Well, it's probably because we're on YouTube. I don't know. Maybe something to do with monetization and shit. Using other people's content.
Yeah.
You'd have to download it to your computer off of there and then share it.
Maybe. All right. Well, we dragged this out long enough. Dean, thanks for watching this late, buddy.
Yeah, dude.
Looking forward to talking to you tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Dean, are we going to be live on YouTube or what? Do I share it to people, or is it just going to be us and then you share it? Mm-hmm. Waiting for Dean to let me know. Oh well. I'm gonna be on Dean's show tomorrow.
It's recorded.
Okay. All right. So whenever Dean puts it out, we'll share it. All right, everybody. That's
it. Have a good night.
Hang on. We didn't.
Oh yeah. Anything. What's your closeout, man?
I don't know. But website. You know what to do there. The king shirt is available. Go scoop it for SEMA. We're already working on the idea for the MTE shirt since we had Sheldon on. So got to get the King shirt first, and then we'll have the MTE shirt come MTE. Vendors, you know what to do there. Cool codes. Go buy some stuff. Spend some money with them. They'll spend money with us. We give you that funny hashtag money, money, funny. Mm-hmm. Merch store, YouTube, Detail Solutions Podcast. Go follow us.
Where are we at on TikTok? I haven't checked.
When I looked at the other day, we're 856. So we're still a bit away. So please go follow us on TikTok, the Detail Solutions Pod. We're at 861. So we're getting there. We're not quite to 1,000. Really love to get to 1,000. Jason's been putting up some pretty good clips. I made a couple of cap cuts there, which are pretty funny, especially the one with Jason. And if you want to be a guest on the show, please email us at detailsolutionspodcast@gmail.com. Just say, hey, Alex, I want to be on the show. I'm always looking for people to come on. And that's it. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Have a great day, night, weekend, whatever. My name's Alex.
Next Wednesday.
Yeah, my name's Alex Russell, and Snoochie Boochies.
Dog, come on, you gotta do better.
That's all I got.